is the actual physical writing of the script. For example, looking back at this of the final battle, it isn't actually very long. But it took me, from what I remember correctly, it took me about 2 evenings to write. And I wrote it in chronological order, so I started from the first line, fade in, the sound of footsteps and the door opened, to the ending. So start, middle, and end, because it's, I mean, I haven't always started my work out that way, but because 2 years ago, this is the first time I'd done something like this, so I wanted to make sure it kind of flowed correctly. And but obviously for some writers, people write chronologically, but some writers like to do it in segments. Some people start right at the end and they go back to the start. For example, J.K. Rowling wrote her first, she wrote the last scene of Deathly Hallows first. And then she wrote, went for the first book, so, which is unusual, but that's how she did it. So I wrote it from in chronological order. One thing I've learned about from writing audio erotica is the power of sound, and how that can be an amazing part of the story, of telling the story as well, not just using words. So, for example, I opened the scene with again, fade in, the sound of footsteps and the door opens. Ah, you're here. I've been waiting for you. Door closes. I mean, I could have played that out differently. I could have started with just him, just again, just the villain saying, "Oh, you're here," and then da da da. But using this, using sound is a way of kind of fleshing out kind of visuals, I guess. I mean, I'm a visual writer. I mean, even though I'm doing a little behind the scenes about an audio script, even though the final battle is for listening to, I know what the room looks like that it's in. I know what I even have an idea of what the villain and the heroine look like, even though I don't know what the performers look like, or what the listener who's listening to it looks like. I know what the characters are. And what I've discovered is the use of sound is a really fantastic element of storytelling, especially for listening. It's absolutely wonderful. And the people, I've got two performers in particular who did use sound effects when they're performing my work. Moon Dance With Me and Deus Ex Machina 09 actually did use sound effects when they performed the final battle. And the second you hear the footsteps and them speaking and then the door closing, I could just feel my heart go up in its beat, because the tension just starts from there, because just from the door closing, the footsteps moving, something's going to happen here. And so that's one thing I would say to anyone that's doing audio erotica: definitely use sound effects to tell your story. Don't just I mean, the performer's got the performer has the work to do, but don't be frightened to bring sound into it to enhance it, to make it more realistic. And I'm all on sound effects because, like I said, I'm a visual writer. I mean, when I wrote this script, I saw it as like it was just a segment from a movie, and I was watching it. I mean, obviously it's for audio, but I was watching it in my head. I could see it, coming too. Yeah, so sound effects is a really good thing. So what I do is, excuse me, sorry, got lost in my notes there. Another thing about what I then do is, I think the use of monologue is a really good way to establish a situation, as in this. So as I talked about previously about, developing what's caused this scene to happen, is monologues are a really good way for you, for the listener, to know what's going on. So, for example, I'll talk about one particular moment. And it starts with here. So, look, I know you think you've come to stop me, to make everything wash away, but that's not going to happen today. His footsteps echo. One of us won't be leaving this room, and it's not going to be me who stays. I've worked too damn hard to get where I am. And then I put in, pause. I'm as damned hell sure it's not going to be some silly pretty butterfly and her beloved samurai sword. Pause. What's that? Pausing is a really good way to enhance tension and really for the performer to kind of discover what type of temperament and emotion this person's feeling. And the vibe I got from a lot of the performers was the villain is actually, he's a very traumatised person, he's a very tortured person, because the listeners are us, we're this person that he absolutely hates, but he loved us at one point and we fucked him royally. We royally fucked the guy over, and he hates us, but he also, there's still love there. And so what I did was I used a lot of long sentences when he's talking. So for example, because obviously with audio erotica, we're listening to one side of a conversation. And so I imagined the listeners are us. We've gone to this room trying to win this guy back, and he's not fucking having it. So, and it's, you know, I know there are some audio writers that, some who are on GDWA, some who aren't, who actually secretly write the responses of the listener. And I've actually do have one script where I've actually done that as a way of experimenting. But so what I did was I just imagined in my head what the responses were. But there are some people that do write the listener's response, but I've chosen not to do that this time with this, because I, again, when it comes to the performer, I want them to feel it how they want to. Again,